be my E action. Could you kind of just allow me quickly? So it was the E chord, I guess that was the problem. My E string was problem.
Trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way, even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all, trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Brightly doth His Spirit shine into this poor heart of mine. While He leads, I cannot fall, trusting Jesus, that is all, trusting as the trusting as the days go by, trusting Him whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Singing, if my way be clear, praying, if the path be drear, if in danger for Him call, trusting Jesus, that is all, trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting Him while life shall last, trusting Him till earth be past, till within the heavenly walls, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trust sing as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him whatever befall, trusting Jesus that is all, trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him whatever befall, trusting Jesus that is all.
Good morning, everyone. Please be seated. Welcome to St. James on this beautiful Sunday. I've got one bit of announcement for you before we begin, and that is that the refreshments after church today are not going to be in the Memorial Garden, they're going to be in the back garden, because we're St. James Westminster and we have a back garden, darling. So we'll have refreshments in the back garden. I love it. With that, welcome for the service. Everything that you'll need will be on the screens to either side of you, and we are just so glad that you're here today. So with that, let's take a moment and recognize that God is in our presence, that God is in our midst here and in this space. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And we say together, Almighty God, to you all hearts are open. And let us pray. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the second book of Samuel. In the spring of the year, the time when kings go out to battle, David sent Joab with his officers and all Israel with him. They ravaged the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem. It happened late one afternoon when David rose from his couch and was walking about on the roof of the king's house that he saw from the roof a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful. David sent someone to inquire about the woman. It was reported, "This is Bathsheba, daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite." So David sent messengers to get her. And she came to him, and he lay with her. Now she was purifying herself after her period. Then she returned to her house. The woman conceived, and she sent and told David, "I am pregnant." So David sent word to Joab, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." And Joab sent Uriah to David. When Uriah came to him, David asked how Joab and the people fared and how the war was going. Then David said to Uriah, "Go down to your house and wash your feet." Uriah went out of the king's house, and there followed him a present from the king. But Uriah slept at the entrance of the king's house with all the servants of his lord and did not go down to his house. When they told David, Uriah did not go down to his house, David said to Uriah, "You have just come from a journey. Why did you not go down to your house?" Uriah said to David, "The ark and Israel and Judah remain in booths, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are camping in the open field. Shall I then go to my house to eat and to drink and to lie with my wife? As you live and as your soul lives, I will not do such a thing." Then David said to Uriah, "Remain here today also, and tomorrow I will send you back." So Uriah remained in Jerusalem that day. On the next day, David invited him to eat and drink in his presence and made him drunk. And in the evening, he went out to lie on his couch with the servants of his lord, but he did not go down to his house. In the morning, David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah. In the letter he wrote, "Set Uriah in the forefront of the hardest fighting, and then draw back from him so that he may be struck down and die." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
This
is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming towards him, Jesus said to Philip, "What are we to buy bread for all these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to eat a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took out the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, and also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told the disciples to gather up the fragments left over, so that nothing may be lost. And so they gathered them up. And from the fragments of the 5 loaves of barley left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is come into the world." When Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountains by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into the boat, and started to cross the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land towards which they were going. This is the gospel of Christ. Praise
be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia.
Words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So some of you may know that we have a Wednesday morning Eucharistic service, that we take the readings for the Sunday following and we talk about them and discuss them and engage with them. Well, this Wednesday, somebody asked the question, who was the editor of that first reading? And I felt a little scandalized that we had children in the congregation today when we're reading about this adulterous affair and then sending somebody with his own murder note to his commanding officer. That story is terrible. Objectively, it is not a good story. It is not one that makes us comfortable. It is not one that's fun. And I really loved Andrea's face after she finished reading and said, "The word of the Lord?" Because that was exactly the point. It's a bad story. The number of shortcomings that David had in this story are numerous. First, he's back in Jerusalem when it's spring and the king should be out at battle. So he's not even where he's supposed to be. He commits adultery, seeing this beautiful woman. He's married. That doesn't stop him. Then she gets pregnant. Then he decides, okay, well, I'll bring her husband home and try to get him to go home and fudge it off on that so I can just sweep it under the rug and no one will know the difference. The guy was too honest and too straight up to do that. And so then he sends him back to the front line of the battle with a note to like go to the hardest part of the fighting, withdraw the rest of the troops, not that guy. He's standing there fighting by himself, so he's going to get killed. That's terrible. Objectively, that is an atrocious and awful thing for a king, a commander, a leader to do. And we think we have problems with our government. And yet, this is King David, the man after God's own heart. How do we hold that intention? How do we hold those two things up? Here is a guy that the scriptures, the Bible itself tells us was beloved by God and was after God's own heart and yet did absolutely atrocious things. How do we hold that in parallel? If we found out that scandal, even in the States, that might get Donald Trump out of the running. Might. So how do we hold these things in parallel? And I think the key to unlocking that is our gospel reading today. This is John's account of the feeding of the 5,000. And Jesus comes and he feeds them. And the interesting part of what happens in that story isn't the miraculous fact that so many people got fed out of 5 loaves and 2 fishes. The little hidden detail is how many baskets were left over. Does anyone remember that? 12. How many tribes of Israel are there? 12. The idea behind what John is trying to say is that the grace of Jesus applies to not just the people that were there, but the whole tribes, the whole people, everyone, including someone like David. The people that sat down to listen to Jesus, we don't know their stories. But I think it's fair to assume that some of them were not great people. Some of them might have been robbers, thieves, tax collectors, you name it. Politicians, lawyers. Let's see how many professions I can name from the congregation in this part of the sermon. But the point is that all of those people received the grace and the love of God. All of these people before me, including myself, are able to receive the love and the grace of God. In my pastoral counseling, in talking with people, I've come across people who've said, I've done this terrible thing. How could God ever love me? How could God ever forgive me? And it's kind of nice to have the story of David and Bathsheba to turn to say, it wasn't that bad. And God can forgive him. God can forgive you. But as Christians, that also comes with a heavy burden on us. Because what it means is if God can forgive someone like David, means that we are called to do the same thing. We are called to see someone's actions, the worst things that they've done, and to not write them off, not abandon them, but instead see them as the beloved child of God that they are. That they are worthy of some of that bread that Jesus broke for feeding the 5,000. That they are worthy of the bread that will be blessed and broken here at this altar. That there is a place for everyone in God's kingdom. And the work of the church, the work that we do together, is to constantly, constantly remind ourselves that everyone is lovable and everyone is beloved by God. And when we fall short, because we all fall short, to build each other up, to repent and try again to love our neighbors as ourselves. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? And let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say. I would invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer for the prayers of the people.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. Lord, your love surpasses all understanding. Fill your church with your bountiful spirit, that it will make known your glory. We will rejoice and sing your praises. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. Lord, your justice confronts the scheming and plotting of violence and corruption. Transform our politics to serve your will and advance your peace. Help us to see through the storms of our fear to the land of promise you hold out before us. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. Lord, your provision exceeds our need, and we share in your rich bounty. Give us grace to display the same generosity and thanksgiving in how we share the fruits of blessing. Unite us as members of your family. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. Lord, your foresight reaches out to our desires before we have approached you. Stretch out your hands to bless all who long for healing and release from their sufferings. Today we pray especially for Maxine, Kevin, Cherie, Alan and Sherry, Anna, Ashley, Carolyn, Eunice, Gavin, Dawn and Nancy, Sylvia, Catherine, Robert, Judy, David, Helen, Stavros, Wendy, Wally, Nikki, Sandra D., Jennifer, Ken, and Marilyn. Grant that we may find a voice to praise you for your mercy and goodness. It is good to give thanks to the Lord.
We will sing praises to our God.
Lord, your life holds us through the darkness of death and grief. Bring to fulfillment the promise of your glory. Deliver us from death to life. Amen.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sin, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us share that peace with one another.
I danced on the earth at Bethlehem, I had my birth. Thanks, Lander, you may be. I am the Lord of the density. I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the density. I danced for the fishermen, for James and John. They came with me, and the dance went on. Dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the density. I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the density. Stripped and they hung me high. They left me there on the cross to die. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the density. I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the density. I danced in the morning when the world was black. It's hard to dance with the devil on your back. They buried my body and they thought I'd gone. But I am the dance and I still go on. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance and I'll lead you.
Let us pray. God of grace, accept all we offer you this day. As we look toward the glory you have promised, this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this first day of the week overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. In our unending joy, we echo on earth the song of the angels in heaven, and we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your words spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, "I am the bread of life," says the Lord. "Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never thirst."
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they who trust in him.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
this bread, drink this cup. Come to me and never be hungry. Eat this bread, drink this cup. Trust in me and you will not thirst. Eat this bread, drink this cup. Come to me and never be hungry. Eat this bread, drink this cup. Trust in me and you will not thirst. I am the bread of life, a true bread sent from the Father.
Trust in me and you will not. in me and you will not burn. Eat this bread, drink this cup. Come to me and never be hungry. Eat this bread, drink this cup.
Let us pray. God of grace, we have received the memorial of the death and resurrection of your Son. May your love poured into us bring us your promise. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen.
Wow.
Our service of worship has come to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.